Okay, I'm here talking to Iced Earth vocalist Stu Block. Hi Stu, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, how are you?
Good, yes, I'm good, thank you. Okay, right, to start with, we must talk about your upcoming album, of course, with Iced Earth, Plagues of Babylon, which is due for release in January. It's been a huge build-up to the album, and now it's getting close. How are you feeling about it?
I'm excited. I'm excited to see what the you know, because ultimately, people could say it's good and all that kind of stuff. You know, the people that get to preview the album, but ultimately, it's up to the fans. So I can't wait to hear what the fans have to say about it.
Yeah,
we're proud of it. We're happy with the album. We're proud of it. You know.
Yeah. Cool, great, okay, not long now. Okay, so you've recently premiered the track Among the Living Dead, and we know we've been told that the album's half concept and half standalone songs. Can you tell me a bit more about the songs?
Well, yeah, I guess, you know, the first half of the album is a concept piece about the zombie apocalypse being sort of placed inside of the something wicked universe.
Yeah.
And basically, the second half is standalone songs, like, you know, just ones that have their own subject matter.
Yeah.
It's all sort of very dark and all very heavy. We're really proud of it.
Cool. Okay. Sounds great. So who did most of the writing, the lyrics and the music?
John writes all the music and everything, and I co-wrote with him the lyrics and melodies for the vocals and the cadences. We co-write that stuff together.
Yeah. Okay. So is it quite a long process from starting the writing right through the recording? Does it take quite a long time to get it all together?
Not really. Like, it's about a 4-month process, roughly.
Yeah. Oh, not long at all then. Cool. Okay. So the album will be released in various formats, including black or gold vinyl as well, which is really cool.
Yeah,
great to see that coming back. So can you tell me, what's your opinion on vinyl these days? It's made this comeback.
It's coming back. I think it's something that people are holding on to again. I got a bit of a vinyl collection myself, and I think we can get more artwork on that kind of stuff. Like, you know, the detail you can see a little bit more, and you can do cool stuff with the picture discs, and people can display them. So I think they're becoming a collector's thing, and I think more and more people are, the ones I'll play are not like the picture disc ones, or like the ones that are even the colored ones. You lose a bit of the good sound and stuff, but you know, if it's just straight up old school stuff, you know, it sounds pretty cool if you actually play it. So I don't know, some people are getting back into it.
Yeah, definitely. It seems to be around a lot more, which, like you say, it's great to have, a nice big thing to look at, you know, with the with all the fantastic artwork.
Yeah, exactly.
So moving on to that, actually, your the album cover artwork is brilliant. Did you give the artist, I'm not sure if I can pronounce his name correctly, is it Eliran, is it?
Yeah.
Did the band give him ideas, or did you just leave him to it, what, you know, sort of what you wanted?
Well, John and Eliran were the ones that basically went back and forth on that. It's really John. I believe he told me once or twice that he was an artist back in the day. Like, he used to draw and stuff like that. So
right,
and he wants to be involved in every aspect of his band, because, you know, it's his band, and he wants to make sure that the quality that is being put out is the best, right?
Of course, yeah.
He's got to have his big toe on pretty much everything of the band. So, and when it comes down to the artwork, he's very meticulous about it. He was bouncing back and forth with Eliran, and between both of them, between Eliran's talent of doing the artwork and all that kind of stuff, and John's vision, I think it came out really cool.
Oh, it is. It's so detailed. You could look at it for ages and pick out new things in it.
Really, really neat.
It is, right, yeah. Okay, so you've just toured Europe with the Volbeat, and you've got your huge Worldwide Plagues tour starting in January. So firstly, how do you feel about it all? And secondly, how do you prepare for a tour such as this?
Basically I'm preparing, rehearsing the songs for the tour, and excuse me. Right now, just trying to spend time with my family and just get mentally prepared and physically prepared for a long road ahead of us, you know? Just
yeah.
Go there and do it.
Yeah.
And we get together and we rehearse for about a week before we play the shows and rock and roll.
Cool. Okay. So what things must you absolutely take with you when you're on tour and you can't manage without? Is there a couple of things that you always need to take?
I don't know, socks and underwear. My passport, those are good things.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know.
Yeah, it must be difficult, you know, when you're away from home for such a long time.
I bring all the essentials. I don't know, I just bring the essentials to be able to function, you know, the toiletries and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, cool. And later on in the tour, you're in America. You're going to be with Sabaton and Revamp. Have you played with them before?
No, never. Looking forward to it. Yeah, looking forward to seeing them.
Yeah, yeah. It'll be quite a nice mixture.
Definitely.
Yeah, different three bands, so it should be cool.
Looking forward to it, for sure.
Yeah, cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Right, so Plagues of Babylon is your second album with Iced Earth since you joined in 2011. What are your thoughts on the last 2 years as vocalist with the band?
A lot of touring. We've really grown as friends, and I'm looking forward to touring more. I think I've grown as a vocalist, and Iced Earth has really helped that, so I'm looking forward to the future.
Yeah, okay. Cool. There's been several lineup changes, most recently with the drummer, of course. I spoke to Raphael a few weeks ago, and he said how much he loved his time recording and touring with Iced Earth. So when these changes happen, how much does it affect the dynamics of the band?
Nah, I don't know. I think there's always a vision of the band there. So as long as that John has the vision and he knows what drummers to use, and he knows the kind of person he needs in the band. So maybe the drummer hits harder, maybe he does different fills. That's about it, you know.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, cool. Right, so you've named what you do as being a hybrid vocalist because of your skill in different vocal styles and range. Do you have any plans for any other projects in the future so you can vary your experiences as a singer?
No, I just see it. I start in my future. That's about it, hon. That's all.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Right, I've got a few questions from fans, if that's okay to ask you.
Sure.
Okay, Steve from Germany asks if there will be another Into Eternity album.
Yeah, there will be, but I'm not going to be on it. they're going forward, they got a new vocalist, so it's going to be great. Pick it up.
Yeah, okay, right. And Wayne in the UK says, how well has Luke fitted into the band?
Very well. He's a great guy, and he plays very well, plays well beyond his years, and we enjoy touring with him, and he's a really nice guy. So, and he's really got a really great future ahead of him.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. And Rob, also from the UK, he says, Iced Earth have had a history of great vocalists. Did you feel any trepidation joining the band, and what new qualities do you feel you bring to the band?
Well, I've always been a fan of Matt and Tim, and I don't know. I think I bring me to the band, you know?
Yeah. Did you feel nervous stepping into someone else's shoes, you know, when you first joined?
Yeah, you're always a little bit nervous and stuff like that, but I knew that I had to put my fingerprint in it, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, cool. Right, okay. That's it for those questions. So when you've got a bit of spare time, which you don't get much free time, what do you like to do? Have you watched any new horror films recently?
I watched The Walking Dead. I watch lots of different horror films. I like the old stuff, so I just watched The Beyond by Lucio Fulci, and I like to go back to the old school stuff a lot of the time. I don't know. I like to chill out with my family, and Christmas time right now, so we decorated the house, and but right now I've kind of there's a lot of work usually on time off too, because we got to rehearse songs and, stuff and get prepared for tours and all that kind of stuff. So there's a lot of different things going on.
Yeah, very busy.
Yep.
Okay, so after all the touring, what's in the future for Iced Earth coming up after the tour's all complete?
Another album and more touring.
Okay, so lots more to come from Iced Earth then. Okay, cool. Right, well, to finish off, would you like to leave a message for your fans who'll be listening to the interview?
Well, thanks a lot for listening, and can't wait to come out to the UK and rock out for you guys again. See you guys soon.
Cool. Oh, thank you very much.